Well, I will speak about Ramsey theorem concerning finite partitions of subtrees of the dyadic tree. Perhaps the most known result of this kind in this area is the theorem of Stern, which says that if we partition the family, of all chains of the dyadic tree, into two good parts, that means analytic-coanalytic. Then there exists a dyadic subtree S of C such that all the chains of S belong to the one of the parts Well, the question that can be posed here is it possible to have a theorem like Stern, a result like Stern, but for more complicated subtrees of the dyadic tree, that is, for real subtrees which have splitting nodes? Is it possible to have a result like Stern? Of the dyadic tree. That is, for subtrees with splitting nodes. For example, one can think that the following expression suppose that we split all the dyadic subtrees. Suppose that we split all the dyadic subtrees into two parts, subtrees of C. Can we expect find a further dyadic subtree of C such that all its dyadic subtrees are in the one of the parts? Well, this of course not true. This is not true. The answer is no. But why this is not true? Because we have here all the dyadic subtrees. This is too large family to have a partition result. We must restrict ourselves to better families, which consist of dyadic subtrees. So let me explain what I mean. We are actually looking for family set of subtrees of C which have the following properties. What are these properties? These properties are the same which have the change, that is, the change, the family of all the chains of the dyadic subtree is a quite natural subset. It is, in fact, it is a G-delta. So the first condition that we impose here is that F is a good subset of the power set of C, is a say G-delta subset of the power set of C. The second condition is that as we see from the family of the chains, every subtree of the dyadic tree has a chain in it. In fact, a lot of chains. So we put also this property here, but saying it for perfect subtrees of the dyadic tree, that is, we suppose that F is perfectly dense, which this means that that is, for every perfect subtree P of C, there exists an S in F such that S is a subset of P. And the third condition is the Ramsey property of analytic subsets of this family. That is, for every analytic subset K of F, and for every perfect subtree P of C, there exists a perfect subtree P prime of P such that the set of all elements of F which are contained in P prime either is contained in K or is disjoint from K. That is, the analytic subsets of this family have the Ramsey property with respect to the perfect subtrees of C. Now our initial question can be posed more concretely like this. Given an arbitrary tree T, is it possible to have a family F of subtrees of C with above properties? this family chef, which satisfies this. Okay, I forgot. Is it possible to have a family F consisting? Here is it. Consisting of order isomorphic to T subtrees of C. That is, we look for a family F which consists of order isomorphic to T subtrees and has these three properties. Such a family we call a Ramsey family of subtrees. That is, a Ramsey family of subtrees of C is a family of subtrees which satisfy the three conditions. The question is that, given a tree T, is it possible to find a Ramsey family consisting of order isomorphic to T subtrees of C? Now, this family F is not all the cannot contain all the subtrees of C which are order isomorphic to this tree T. We have to make some restrictions for this family. That is because the subtrees of C which are isomorphic, order isomorphic to each other, have certain symmetries. For example, suppose that our tree is like this. Then here is C. Okay. Then inside C, we can find a subtree like this. Which of course is ordered isomorphic to T, but also a subtree like this. Which again is ordered isomorphic to T. And this is a mirror image, let us say. So our family F cannot contain both these classes of subtrees, because one can color it red, this class, and all this class, the elements of this class, blue. This is an open partition of the family and cannot hope for a dichotomy, a Ramsey dichotomy. So, to avoid such difficulties, we have the notion of the coding of a subtree of C. Well, what is a coding? A coding is a function which is from N to the finite sequences of N. Now, how it is defined? It is not very difficult. Let me here to show it. Well, the coding F describes the splitting structure of the tree. For example, for this tree, we have F to 0 is equal to 2, because it has two immediate successors. F of 1 is 2, because this node has two immediate successors, and 1, because this node has one immediate successor. F2, we go to the second level, is 1, 1, and 2. And so, in this manner, for every level, we run through it from left to the right, and we see how many immediate successors has. And then we define this function. for these three, f of 0 is 2, f of 1 is 1, and here we put 2, because this node has 2 immediate successors. It is right from, it is, this is the left and this is the right. So we have that f of 1 here is different from this, and so we can distinguish these cases. So the first restriction is that we have to throw out these mirror images, and we restrict ourselves to certain subtrees which have the same coding. These subtrees we call F subtrees. It is the subtrees of C which have the same coding F, the certain coding F. Now, another restriction that is necessary to do is the following. Suppose that our tree T is a dyadic tree, is a dyadic tree. I draw the first levels of it. Now, what is the position of the subtrees which are order isomorphic to this, this continues here, and line C. Now, all these subtrees are of this, of a special family of subtrees which we call rapidly increasing. Subtrees of C. Well, what is a rapidly increasing subtree of C? Rapidly increasing means that the orders of the nodes of the subtree grow up fast. That is, the family of rapidly increasing dyadic subtrees of C must be inside C something like this. Here is the first node, the root. We go to the first level, and then the other node, which corresponds to this, must be below this level. Then I go down below this level, and I take the other node. Then again, below this, I take the other node. This is how it looks like the first levels of it. But except that the nodes of this subtree are in increasing order, have increasing orders, we want something more. We want the infimum of these nodes here to be in a level, to be below this node here. And similarly, the infimum of these nodes to be below this node here. Why we put these conditions? Because if we let our family free, then it will have dyadic subtrees starting like this and starting like this. Then again, in every perfect subtree of C, we can find both these classes of dyadic subtrees. And so if we color again this red, say, this blue, we cannot have a dichotomy. In every perfect subtree contains both these classes. So we must restrict to one of the class. We prefer to restrict to this class, which the nodes are in increasing length. Okay, but what about this infimum? Well, this infimum, this restriction about the infimum is again necessary, because suppose that we restrict, okay, we restrict ourselves here. The orders are increasing. Okay, but it may happen the following situation. You may have this infimum here and this infimum here and be like that, but perhaps it will be like that. That is, their orders here have the opposite relation to each other. Both these increasing subtrees A are in our family if we don't restrict with the infimum. But, and again, this, if we color this blue and this red, again, it is an open partition. So we can't have a dichotomy again. We put this condition about the infimum. Well, our theorem can be stated now as follows. Given a tree coding F, because a given tree T determines a coding inside C. Perhaps for a given tree T, we have certain very many codings, but we select one. Given a tree coding F, the family of rapidly increasing F subtrees of C is a Ramsey family. This is our theorem. That is, these conditions are necessary, but also they are sufficient to have the theorem. So the questions here can be answered positively. And this is the necessary restriction which we made to have the theorem. Let me discuss a little the proof. First, it is not very difficult to see that the first two assumptions about the Ramsey family are satisfied by the family of the rapid decreasing F subtrees. For example, whatever will be the perfect subtree, the first is not very difficult. The second, which says it is perfectly dense, that is, for every perfect subtree, I have a member of this family inside it. No matter what is this perfect subtree, perhaps it looks like this and has other. We can find in it a member of this family, because we can start from here, then go here, then here, and because it is perfect, I can go as deep as I want to find the other nodes I want, because it is perfect. So the first two conditions are not very difficult to be proved. Now, the difficulty arises in the third condition. The third condition is the crucial. Now, the main tool we use for the third condition is the Esto-Torcevich abstract Ramsey theory. Well, this is an extension of the previous Ramsey theory due to Carlson, but here we have two spaces. In our case, we have two families of subtrees. The first family is the rapidly increasing subtrees of coding F. Then the second family is again a family of rapidly increasing subtrees, which are perfect and have a unique coding. So we have these two families. This Ramsey theory has also some approximations. What is here the approximations? The approximations usually are an initial subtree of the our subtree. That is, usually, if our subtree is a dyadic subtree rapidly increasing, say, usually one can define the approximation of it by taking a first initial part of it. But this does not is not appropriate for the third condition. It cannot be used because the subtrees are the subtrees we have, the coding F here, will be very complicated. For example, the first node may have 1,000 immediate successors, say. Then each of these nodes may have 1,000,000 successors. It is not appropriate to have these approximations because they are too complicated. Now, what we do here? Here, we use the geometry of the rapidly increasing subtrees. That is, all these relations, the infimum and the increasing orders of the nodes, are used here. We take to define the approximations, we take the regular envelope of the rapidly increasing subtrees. Now, what is the regular envelope? Let us say that a tree R is regular if for every n there exists an m such that the nth level of R is a subset of the mth level of C. That is, inside C, a regular subtree, let's draw the dyadic tree. Well, the regular subtree is sitting very normally. That is, it starts, let's start from here. Then the first level will be a subset of a unique level of the dyadic tree. That is, it goes here. Let us say it goes. Then the other levels, these nodes, will continue and take their immediate successors in the same level of C. This is the regular. Now, if S is an arbitrary tree, subtree of C, Then we define the regular envelope, the regular envelope of S. To be the smallest regular subtree of C, which contains S. Okay, okay. Well, let me give you a picture of what's going on with a regular envelope. Here is a rapidly increasing subtree, which I take to be dyadic also. And here is the infimum of these nodes and the infimum of these nodes. Then when we take the regular envelope of these three, we have the following situation. This is the one node here. This, the other, here it is added another node. Then, since we have a unique path to go up, we continue with one immediate successor. Then, again, we take this node, then this node, node here. This is the node here. Here we have one node. Here another node. Well, I want to say that the regular envelope of this dyadic tree becomes a skew regular subtree, that is, a subtree which is very simple. It is regular, and in every level of it, we have at most one splitting node. Also, this splitting node does not split in many immediate successors, but has at most two. It has exactly two. This simple tree is the tree that we use to approximate this. That is, instead of taking the approximations here, we take the approximations there. And our problem becomes more easy. That is what I want to say.